WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, February 8th. Coming up, we'll take a look at a 2021 Illinois law that requires at least 30 minutes of recess per day in elementary schools. That story from Peter Medlin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Four defendants in an upcoming federal corruption trial want to limit evidence against them. Dave McKinney reports.
The criminal case against four former Commonwealth Edison executives and lobbyists is scheduled to go to a federal jury next month. The group is charged with trying to advance the utility's Springfield lobbying agenda by corruptly influencing ex-House Speaker Michael Madigan, who's been charged separately. In new court filings, the ex-ComEd officials and lobbyists want a judge to bar federal prosecutors from citing a 2020 deal with ComEd. In that deal, the utility acknowledged improper lobbying, paid a $200 million fine, and agreed to cooperate with investigators in exchange for a federal bribery charge against the company to be dropped. The foursome argues that information could prejudice a jury. A judge is expected to rule on the request before the case goes to trial March 6th. This is Dave McKinney.
Yesterday was National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, and a coalition of black health equity advocates is calling on the Illinois Department of Public Health to do more. Creola Hampton is chair of the group. She says black-led HIV and AIDS service providers are not getting adequate funding from the state.
The money is not following the disease. The majority of organizations that are funded to act in terms of prevention, treatment, and care for HIV and AIDS are white-led organizations.
Hampton says IDPH has millions of dollars for HIV awareness and prevention, but black-led providers only get a sliver of that. Advocates say black people make up 14% of Illinois' population, but they account for more than 50% of new HIV cases. Republican Illinois Congresswoman Mary Miller wants to stop all foreign purchases of U.S. land. On Monday, she introduced the Saving American Farms from Adversaries Act. Illinois Newsroom's Sarah Nardi has more.
The bill proposes a five-year moratorium on foreign companies or individuals. Miller says this type of investment has tripled during the past decade, and it's a threat to national security. Miller singled out China, who she says is attempting to gain strategic control over the U.S. food supply. But data from the USDA says China accounted for less than 1% of foreign-held U.S. agricultural land in 2021. Still, the sale of farmland to foreign interests has drawn concern from both sides of the aisle. The recently introduced Bipartisan Farm Act would increase scrutiny over agricultural investments. I'm Sarah Nardi.
A proposal that would help the Chicago Bears move to Arlington Heights has been filed in Springfield, but some lawmakers, including its own sponsor, have reservations. Democratic State Senator Ann Gillespie's measure would create a payment in lieu of taxes, or pilot mechanism, where developers of so-called megaprojects work out property tax payment agreements with local taxing bodies before property values go up. A megaproject is worth at least $500 million. But Robert Peters, a fellow Democratic state senator whose district includes Soldier Field, says professional sports teams don't need subsidies.
When a team wants a new stadium, we say, it's going to bring in X amount of money, and then it never happens.
Gillespie this week told the Chicago Tribune she's not sure about this as a standalone measure, but would like to include the pilot idea in other tax reform conversations. The bill has not yet been assigned to a committee. Still to come, we'll look at the impact of a 2021 Illinois law that requires at least 30 minutes of recess per day for elementary students. That story from Peter Medlin is next on 217 Today.
The esteemed Dr. Max Lieberman and Detective Inspector Oscar Reinhardt return for a third season of Diabolical Mysteries in Vienna Blood. In these new episodes, the duo investigate cases centered around a luxury fashion house, the Chinese antiquities trade, and the budding world of Austrian cinema. They crack cases with Max's extraordinary understanding of human behavior and Oscar's practical experience. Learn how to watch this and other mysteries as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. In 2021, Illinois lawmakers narrowly passed a law requiring at least 30 minutes of recess for kids from kindergarten through fifth grade. Peter Medlin has more on why and how the recess requirements have affected students and their schools.
Fifth grade students at Gregory Elementary in Rockford are running around outside at recess. It's a scene most people are probably familiar with from when they were in elementary school. Kids in puffy winter coats playing all sorts of games and walking around with their friends. Of course, there are classics like basketball.
We got a fast break. I'll do the play-by-play here. Pass it up.
Shoot!
Shoots! Oh! Who's on the offensive boards? Oh, he saves it. We're going the other way.
And some games may be more unique to the creative kids at Gregory Elementary.
Sometimes we play a game where somebody is the king or queen or Ooh. Royalty of some sort, and we just do things.
This is exciting. Do you ever get to be the royalty?
I have once, and I got to teach them Pig Latin, but then we usually try to resume them.
You resume the storyline.
Yeah. If we can't resume the original storyline, we just start another.
I'm out here with Gregory Elementary principal Christine Leiter.
So they get 30 minutes of unstructured play, so just, you know, recess time.
Correct. They get the 20 minutes outside for recess, and then throughout the day they get an additional 15 minutes, so actually we're doing 35 minutes.
You guys feel like that's enough? Do you wish you had more?
More.
The 30-minute recess law passed back in 2021, and this year it's been mandatory for K through 5th grade. Surprisingly, the recess requirement was somewhat divisive. It only passed 60 to 52 in the Illinois House of Representatives. Most of the nays were from Republican lawmakers, but a handful of Democrats voted no too. That's mostly because they were concerned about two things. One, will schools be able to staff that much recess time? And two, will schools be able to fit that much extra time into an already very structured school day without sacrificing academics? Leiter says they've been able to trim out the time from transitions between subjects. And as for staffing, it's always all hands on deck at schools, but she says that their lunch aides help out for recess. And despite the real challenges fitting more recess into the bell schedule, she says she thinks the extra 15 minutes is a positive, especially after the past few years.
They are sitting at their desk doing academics quite a bit of the day, so right. giving them that little time to be kids, play, talk to each other, I think it's beneficial for them social-emotionally,
yeah.
since we lost so much of that during the pandemic.
Erin Solberg is the principal at McIntosh Elementary in Rockford.
So it definitely was hard to find.
But she says the extra recess time is helping students build social skills and work through challenges. They cut the 15 minutes out of their half-hour win time, where teachers work with students on social-emotional skills like conflict resolution.
Anytime kids can play and explore and just have time for themselves is great. I wish our school day was longer so that we could not feel like we had to give up things that were important to us as far as like win time goes. But overall, I'm happy about it. I'm happy that kids have time to just do kid things.
Kid things like drawing or magic tricks.
I go to someone, they pick a card, they look at it, I grab it without looking, put it in, do, and then I pull one out from the bottom, and then it's always their card.
Have you seen this?
Yeah, is she actually good? Done it. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You seen the card tricks?
She really does.
If you're worried that fifth graders spend their recess on TikTok, well, the 2021 recess law forbids students from using devices like cell phones and tablets at recess, and it also prohibits schools from taking away recess as a punishment, which was pretty common before. And as for worries that recess cuts too much into learning time, research has shown that physical activity can actually reduce anxiety and help students stay focused when they're in class. And now recess is over, the fifth graders are lining up to head back inside, and thanks to the 2021 law, they'll be back outside tomorrow to play more basketball, do more card tricks, and pick up the storyline from yesterday's games. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be mostly cloudy today with a chance of rain late and a high of 47 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Mawa Iqbal, Sarah Nardi, Alex Degman, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.